Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Nick, and welcome to Under the Covers with Lisa and Nick.
We are so excited on today's episode to be joined by, I would say, the author of one of the most iconic personal finance books of all time, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I'm sure that a lot of you have heard of this book. So thank you for joining us all the way from the other side of the world, Robert Kiyosaki.
Hey, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. I'm more Aussie than American.
Yeah, well, you can be an honorary Aussie if you want.
I first came out to Aussie in 76, and I play rugby union. It's my sport, and I've been out there for the World Cup and everything. Been to Kiwiland for the World Cup. And
Robert, you're welcome to come back right now and spread some corona. So, Robert, mate, I'm a big fan. Mate, how have you been spending your time in isolation or corona, or during this corona period?
Well, it's actually been, I was saying earlier, I've never made so much money. And the reason it's because
opportunity.
I've seen this crisis coming for years. I've wrote about it, I've talked about it. I've been like Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And, it's hard to do that. But I wrote about it here in this book here, Prophecy. That's why the biggest stock market crash was coming. It was supposed to come in 2016. And it actually did, but the Federal Reserve Bank propped it up. And then COVID hit in 2020. So the biggest stock market crash in history in America came in March of 2020. And then I wrote this book here, Fake. And there's two crises going on. This is fake money, fake teachers, and fake assets. And there's two crises going on. One is health and one is wealth. So this COVID stuff, I'm not too uncertain. I'm suspicious. It might be just germ warfare or biological warfare from China. And but you never know today. So what difference does it make? The question is what do you do about it? Where it's here upon us today. So the biggest crisis is our health, wealth, and then happiness. And, I think more people have committed suicide than died of COVID.
Yeah, it's really challenging for mental health.
I shouldn't laugh.
No, but you've just nailed that. They're actually not talking about those stats, but you're 100% right.
Yeah. We don't know, with fake news, everything's fake. Everything is fake.
You did fake news before Trump did.
Yeah, and so we've got to be very careful on keeping open minds. Listen to both sides. And I always say all coins have three sides, heads, tails, and the edge. But what has happened, it's been happening, but people only see one side now. If you say something, you get attacked. So once you're attacked, they wipe you out. So it's, in America, the First Amendment is the First Amendment is the freedom of speech. So you should be allowed to say what you want to say. And then the freedom of assembly, can you get together? So this COVID thing, and I'm sure the disease is real, but so is AIDS. So is Zika. So is SARS. Do you know what I mean? And this is not new. We've had pandemics and we've had viruses forever. It's part of being in the world. Hmm. So it just seems a little excessive, and being a skeptic, I think they overreact, and it's killing health and then wealth and happiness. And people's minds are closed,
You mentioned that you've made a lot of money during this period.
Wait, okay, can you go a little louder, please?
So you mentioned you made a lot of money during this period. Where have you been investing your money during COVID-19?
Well, I've been buying gold, silver, and Bitcoin. And I've been buying that since 1973. Not Bitcoin. But I just bought, just today I called my silver guy up and he says, I can't deliver anything until January. And I said, so what you got left? And he says, I got this. I said, I'll take it all.
Wow.
Silver is gone. And so, you know, I've been doing this for you. I just don't trust the US dollar. I don't trust the Aussie. I don't trust the yen. I don't trust anything that's fake. You know, fake money, fake school teachers, fake assets. You know, I should have been an Aussie. But anyway, what was I talking about? Anyway, I just don't trust the dollar. But the dollar is the strongest. It's the strongest of the currencies throughout the world. So gold has not changed. Price of US and gold has not changed. But Aussie, Kiwi has changed because the Aussie and Kiwi have gone down. The Canadian is the worst. Mm. So that's why since 1973, I've been buying gold, silver, and I've been using debt. I buy real estate with debt. So everything those financial planners tell me not to do, and I say, read between the lines. Because I had a rich dad. You know, I don't have to listen to that garbage that Wall Street puts out.
So back in March 2020, you didn't buy any US stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Google, nothing like that when the market crashed?
I don't trust anything that's on paper.
Interesting.
So I trust, no, let me explain something. Okay, gold, silver, and Bitcoin are decentralized. So, you know, gold is international. Silver is international, and Bitcoin is people's money. So like what I talk about in here is that gold and silver are God's money. And it's been here since the earth was formed. When we're all gone, gold and silver will still be here. Mm. And Bitcoin is decentralized versus the Federal Reserve Bank and the Royal Bank of Australia and the Bank of China and all that. I don't trust them. So that's why I endorse Bitcoin. The other thing that happens with Bitcoin is that as we print more and more money to keep the economies from collapsing, Bitcoin has just went through a halving, which means they print less of it. So it follows scarcity. You know, you don't. If everybody was producing gold, gold would have no value. You know, you could print it on a printing press. Here's gold. Here's gold. Here's gold. Nobody would touch it. But because gold is so hard, it's you know, I've started a gold mine. I've started a silver mine. I took them public on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and that's why I don't buy mining shares, because starting a gold mine, so dangerous. And a silver mine is so dangerous. And my gold mine was in China, in a place called Dalian. And, you know, I'm Asian, but I don't trust Chinese people. Not really. As soon as we struck gold, we have $1 billion in proven reserves. I was a billionaire for about a day. And the Chinese took it. So I went, well, you know, I was a billionaire. So that's why I'd rather not deal with the mine, because it's the country the mine is in. And there's going to be hell to pay in the next few years, because all of these guys who are buying mining shares, if they don't know what country, where is the mine? And if you don't know where the mines are, you're in trouble. So that's why I stick to gold coins, silver coins, Bitcoin. Yeah, I've already been hammered so many times, I don't want to do it again. I'm an old man.
Yeah, I think I'm in trouble. I bought lots of Facebook, lots of Amazon stock, mining shares internationally. I think I'm going to be wiped out soon. Thanks, Robert. Really appreciate it.
Nick didn't read the books properly.
You have to do your homework, you know. And like I said, when the People's Republic of China helped themselves to $1 billion gold mine, I said, okay, I got my lesson. So it's country risk. In the words of a professional investor, what's the country risk? So if somebody says, I'm buying mining shares, well, what country is the mine in? Because in the mining industry, which Aussie is a huge mining, you know, capital. I mean, Aussie is fantastic, a rich country. when it comes to gold, they say gold is God's money, but the devil distributed it. So the devil distributed gold wherever they hate America. So just today, Iran and China signed a deal because and China and Iran don't like each other, but they hate America more. So all of this stuff is going on. So that's called macro. You know, I just can't look at Aussie or US. I've got to look all over the world. So today when they shut the US embassies in China ordered our embassy shut in China, and we ordered their embassy shut. And then Iran and China, who hate each other, just cut a deal. You go, oh my God. So that's the stuff I watch. I don't watch the stock market.
Where do you actually get your information from when you're looking to make investment decisions?
Well, like I said, all coins have three sides, heads, tails, and the edge. And an intelligent person stands on the edge. So as you know, with Bitcoin and all that, the gold guys hate it. So the gold guys would say, oh, don't touch Bitcoin. And so then I listen to the Bitcoin guys and they explain what they think. And in between there, I'll make up my own mind. So I want to listen to the counterpoint.
Yeah.
So that's why your generation has it so easy with YouTube. Man, there's so many smart dudes on YouTube now. You know, I'm wired to YouTube. I might go to sleep with it on because I'm not kidding you. I wake up in the middle of the night and say, what did I hear? And I got to go back and then, you know, like, holy mackerel. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. There's so many smart people, a lot of quacks too, as you know.
Yeah.
A lot of con men. You know, say, hey, you can trade, you know, paper dollars. But you got to listen to both sides. And that's why YouTube is fantastic.
That's the challenge, though, because anyone can have a platform, which means that intelligent people can have a platform, but also not intelligent people like us can have a platform as well. So,
well, you know, I'm not religious, but a guy named Jesus Christ said, blessed are the meek. And basically, it's not the weak. It's blessed are the people with no ego. Mm. You know, but I'm such a wise ass. I mean, that's what gets me in trouble.
We've obviously got a personality, which is, you know, a positive thing, because we do find that a lot of business people, you know, they might be good at what they do, but they don't have a personality, which is obviously one of the secrets to your success, because you do a lot of public speaking. You've obviously developed an amazing brand. So I guess...
Wait. So that's why I do well in Aussie. But in America, I get thrown out. I come to Aussie. I tell all these horrible stuff. You guys get all happy.
Relax.
You know what I mean? I can say anything I want in Aussie, and you guys just laugh.
Yeah, but to be fair, Trump says what he thinks. He doesn't hold back. So I think the market is definitely changing in the U.S.
He's a good friend of mine, too, and he says things. You know, I just did a Rich Dad Radio. I can plug this. With his son, Eric Trump. And the joy I had is I've written, I know people hate him, but I've written two books with him. And here's one book, you know, Midas Touch with the Donald.
Oh.
Yeah, I've written two books with him, this one and this one. So for 8 years, I worked with Donald, the family, the business, his team, greatest people. So I did a radio interview. It should be out in a couple of weeks. With Eric Trump, it's not political. It's my wife and I talking about what it's like to hang out with the Trumps and to actually see their business, to hang out with the Donald, to hang out with the two boys, the daughter. They're just great people. And so it hurts me to see him get attacked. Do you know, because what they're saying about him, he's a wise ass. He's just like me. Do you know, he says things he shouldn't. And he tweets, but he doesn't edit what he tweets.
Yeah, he's got no filter, has he? Literally no filter.
Yeah. So people hate him. I mean, I have cousins who hate me because I know Trump.
Yeah.
But they don't know Trump, if you know what I mean. Their minds are so closed. You know, I'm going, but you guys don't even know him. He says, yeah, but you're his friend. I'm going, and you're my cousin. No, you're not my cousin anymore.
Do you think Trump will win the next election?
What difference is it? You know, I hope so. I do. But
would you prefer Kanye?
What's that?
Would you prefer Kanye?
For Kanye West to win instead of Trump.
I don't want to say anything.
Rob, you have no filter. Please unleash.
I thought his wife. I don't know who those guys are. I hate to say that. I'm an old man. Do you know what I mean? I hang out in my little world of gold mines and stuff like that, and Aussie rules, and Aussie football, and rugby. I'm just an old guy. So I don't know who Kanye is. I don't know who the Kardashians are. I hear their names. So he gets up there. They're billionaires, and he's upset because he's not on the Forbes list. I'm going, you're not on the. You didn't build a company. Do you know what I mean? But in his mind, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Which they are. But how did you make your money is the question. So I thought his wife, what's her name, Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, she said upright. She says, he's having mental troubles. Mm. I thought, fantastic. Tell the truth.
Yeah.
It's just like Michael Phelps, you know, the Olympian who won all those gold medals. Mm. He's on TV saying, I have mental problems. Mm. Just like Prince Harry, you know, of the royals. He says, I'm seeing a therapist. Mm. That's healthy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? That's healthy. Yeah. You know, my therapist is on speed dial. You know, I'm so screwed up. do you know what I mean? But I don't pretend to be perfect, or well, I'm not.
Yeah.
I say the way I get my information is off of YouTube. If, you know, if you guys said gold is good and then somebody else said gold is bad, I would listen to both sides. But today, you have to take a side.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what's lost. Something is lost.
Yeah, there's definitely pressure, I think, to feel like you've got everything together. So, for example, someone in your position, I imagine, you know, people would see you as a successful business person and, you know, like you should have your shit together. But it's really great to hear that you're, you know, that you do have a therapist and they are on speed dial and you do struggle with mental health, like all of us. So I think it's really great that you're saying that. And, you know, I think, you know, it's Kanye is an interesting story, but I do think we have to be careful about how we talk about him and what he's doing, because he does have bipolar. So you don't want to say he's crazy, because then that also puts the stigma on mental health again. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting
time. But I just find it refreshing.
Yeah.
That they can be upfront about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
we all kind of knew that he had mental health issues years ago. Like it's been an ongoing issue. It hasn't been anything new. When they finally just come out and said it, but everyone knew that he had mental health issues years ago.
So, yeah, like I just did a radio program with my roommate from Vietnam. We're pilots on the same ship, and we're both lieutenants. So he exits as a lieutenant general, and I exit as a lieutenant. I never got promoted. And the reason was I had disciplinary problems. I'm a wise ass. do you know what I mean? And guess what? I'm still a wise ass. But I'd rather tell you I had disciplinary problems than try to explain how come my best friend is a lieutenant general and I'm still a lieutenant. I was a wise ass. You know, I just couldn't put up with the bullshit.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the facts. Mm. It's easier to be upfront. But what happens today is people take sides. Again, coins have three sides: heads, tails, and the edge.
Yep.
And intelligence is standing on the edge. And for young people like you, if there's one discipline rather than taking a side, inspect both sides.
Yeah.
Because two rights equals war.
Robert, I've got a question for you. I've got a lot of good friends who enjoy the process of making wealth and they've made a lot of wealth, but there's no end game. They just want to hoard the money, keep it in the bank account or keep it under the bed and actually not do anything with it. What are your thoughts around this? And is it generational wealth they want to build, but they just enjoy the process of making money? What are your thoughts around that?
That's a very good question, because it's not the, it's what's the process. You know, what are you doing to make your money? So if I was selling drugs, that, you know, that would, that'd be a violation of my, my morals and my ethics. Mm. And then what do you do with your money? So, you know, when I was first starting off in real estate, I had to learn, and I had to learn how to inspect the property. So there's a, there's all different classes of real estate. So I started off in what they call trailers, you know, those little mobile, they just tow them up there. I'm going in there and I go, here's this crappy ass trailer. They're renting from this guy, but the guy's got a brand new Ford pickup outside. You know, I'm going, shit, I don't have a brand new Ford pickup. But you can always learn. The reason the guy's poor, instead of owning his, or he could be doing the same thing I'm doing, but the reason he's poor, he's always trading in his new, his pickup, because they'll give him, you know, we'll give you extra money for your thing, just sign here and all this. They just keep getting into debt. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I've created my cash flow board game and all this. Because, man, we don't teach people between assets and liabilities and income expenses and cash flow. We're poor anyway. It doesn't make a difference how much you make, because I have a lot of friends who are look rich, you know what I mean? They got the Mercedes, got the roller, got the big house. But this COVID has blown them apart. They don't. They have no foundation. They look good. You know, they dress nice, they wear the nice watches and the clothes, but they're now having to sell their properties because they can't afford it. You know what I'm talking about? So it's the same problem. It's just how you manage your money.
That takes me back to COVID. Sorry, Lisa, for jumping in. Many governments around the world have shut down their countries and basically locked down their countries. People can't travel. The economy is absolutely decimated. The government's giving out free money to prop up the economy. How do you think this is all going to play out over the next 5 years?
5 years? I think 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. You know, there's Friday the 13th is coming up in August, right? And it depends upon right now. You have this battle between Trump and the Democrats. Mm. And the only reason they're doing this is because they don't want Trump reelected. So they're going to cut off all the $600 a month, you know, $600 a week. So some of these guys are making $600 a week. They never made that before. They get paid more to stay at home.
Same in Australia, $750 a week.
Yeah. But anyway, if they fight and they cut that off, then there's going to be, in America, I think it's 32 million people without jobs. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
You get 32 million people not paying their rent, not buying food, yeah, not paying their car payments, not paying health insurance.
It's crazy.
So we're, I think just, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if something doesn't happen by Friday the 13th, August next month, 2020, we could collapse. That's how precarious it is.
What do you think the government, so say if you were in Trump's shoes, what would you do?
Good question.
Well, I think he's playing it fairly well, because when they started, I don't know if you guys pay attention to the news, but in the Democratic cities, they're attacking everybody, they're rioting, they're killing people and all this shit. So Trump says, well, I'll give you a hand and send people in there. And they said, stay out of here, stay out of here. You know, just stay away. Let them riot. Now, that's fine, unless you're living in, you know, could you imagine if Melbourne was on fire and you're not in the protest and they want to defund the police, so there'd be no police. So you're sitting there going, well, who looks out for me? You know, I'm just an average Aussie. I'm quite happy to have my pint every now and often in my long black. And these politicians, they got their heads up their asses. And so Trump says, so when they said they didn't want him to step in, all Trump said, according to my friends, he says, thank you, you just got me reelected. He's very smart. He's a lot smarter than Biden or all those other guys, because I've dealt with him. He's extremely smart. Yeah. You know, he's an entrepreneur. He is very smart, so don't underestimate him. Now, that's why he's also that hated. Mm-hmm. So no matter which way it goes, you guys have any rioting yet?
No, but I think it's coming because they're locking down the borders for at least 12 to 24 months.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be blood in the streets when that happens, because people aren't going to be confined to their home or to their suburb for 12 to 24 months. It's just not going to happen. And I think there will be riots eventually.
And what happens, you know, with social media, you can't shut it down anyway.
Yeah, correct.
You know what I mean? So all it is the idea coming across, and then the Aussies don't get their $750 check.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's also making the younger generation dependent on the government, because they've never made so much money before, $750 a week. And when the government kind of cuts that off, what's going to happen? They're no longer on the government's teat. So I think there's an absolute shitstorm brewing at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's just going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah. So like today, I bought all the silver I could from my dealer. He says, I can't get you any more silver until January 2021. And silver is 50% below all-time high. It used to be a high of, let's say, 50. Today, I can buy it at 25 US. So Bitcoin is at 10,000. And gold, the all-time high was, I think, $19.20 US. And now it's 1950. So gold's gone beyond its all-time high. And silver is still 50% below. So I just said to, you know, so in my, I do make a lot of money, and I don't want the cash, because, you know, I said it's fake money. Cash is fake to me. So I just called my dealer up and I said, whatever you got, I want it. Because I think August, you know, Friday the 13th is coming. If it passes and nothing happens, good. I still rather have the silver than the cash. But that's my philosophy. And it's been my philosophy since 1972.
Okay, after this phone call, I'm going to jump and buy some gold, buy some silver.
I've bought it all.
What are your thoughts on Bitcoin? Because obviously at its peak, I think it was around 20,000, was it?
It's 10,000 US. I just passed it. But I was buying at 9, so I'm happy.
You're already up 10%. Do you think it's going to go a lot higher? Because Bitcoin went to a crazy price because of hype. People were excited by it and they started buying it. Do you think it's going to go back to that level again?
I just, you know, it's not so much the coin or gold or silver. It's how you think. That's why it's macro. Not micro is what's the price of Bitcoin. But what's going on macro? So the reason I like gold, silver, Bitcoin is they're decentralized, whereas the dollar is from the Federal Reserve Bank, which is centralized. Mm-hmm. You know, the Royal Bank of Aussie is the central bank. You know, the People's Bank of China is the central bank. I want nothing to do with those guys. So I like gold because it's not a central bank. You can't. It's international money, basically. You know, I can travel to Aussie with 10 gold coins, and that's what, 40,000 bucks in my pocket. Mm. You know, I can just, or silver or Bitcoin. So I like gold, silver, and Bitcoin from the macro point of view, is that it's not centralized, it's decentralized. So Bitcoin is people's money. You know, they can't make any of this by the rules, it gets less and less.
Yeah.
Whereas the dollar and the Aussie goes more and more.
And what do they do when they're low on money? They just print more cash. They just print more money. It's
so that's why there's a book here, Fake. And it says fake money, fake teachers, fake assets. You know, our school teachers, what a bunch of con men they are. Wow. Oh, I don't know if you've seen what's happening in American schools.
No,
I mean, they're a bunch of Marxists. you know, school teachers, you know, I came back from Vietnam with, and here I am, a young Marine, you know, and they said, what was it like? I said, well, if I want to shoot commies, I just come home and go to City Hall and shoot them there. Got my ass in trouble for that one too. But
I can imagine with that comment.
Marxist, I don't know if you know this, because this is what I study, macro, not micro. Marx said, you know, this is way back when, he says, Marx's job, he hated royals. He hated like Princess Di and those guys. You know, the royal family. He hated them. And England was an agrarian state, you know, agriculture. And the rules were in England at that time, if you are a serf, S-E-R-F, you belong to the land. In other words, if I bought 10 acres of land and you were a serf and you had six kids, well, I just inherited six more serfs. Whereas a slave, by definition, is owned by a human being. So that's macroeconomics. You understand that. So what Marx says, if I'm going to get the people off the land from agrarian, I need capitalists. And the capitalist comes in and they change agrarian to industrial. Okay, you understand that? And so then once it's industrialized, then they turn into totalitarians. I don't know, you know, a totalitarian means a dictator. So that's what Stalin did, that's Mao did, that's what all these guys did. Hitler did it. You know, Hitler, the Jews claim he killed six, but he really killed 18 million people. National Socialist Party. Russia's Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. Stalin killed 25 million. Mao killed 46 million. So what happens is in the Marxist playbook, if you study it, is they have to kill the capitalist. So what's going on in China today, as we speak, those guys in Hong Kong are being killed. They're being rounded up. They're going to concentration camps. You have the Uyghurs. And anybody who's a dissenter, they're going to round them up. They're going to kill them. I promise you, it is the Marx playbook. So it goes from agrarian to industrial to totalitarian. So you look at what happened. You had Mao Zedong. Then you had this Deng Xiaoping, who says, to be rich is glorious. He was the guy that brought capitalism. So China boomed. Now Xi, he was supposed to be out of office in 2024 or something. He just appointed himself for life. Mm. He became a dictator.
Yeah.
And so now they're rounding up all the Chinese, which is good for you guys because they're flying. They're getting rid of their money. They're moving into Aussie and Singapore and Kiwi land, but also to Hawaii. So the price of my Hawaii property just doubled because the Chinese are coming in. Do you know what I mean? It's a matter of being macro. Don't get sucked into the micro.
Yep.
So those people in Hong Kong are being murdered right now as we speak. That's Marxism. That's socialism. And your country is full of those guys. You know, I mean, Aussies are very... very kind people.
We try to.
But you're also very generous people. So you give, you know, I used to say if I fell on the streets of Melbourne and I was starving to death, somebody would stuff a Tim Tam biscuit in my mouth to feed. So just stay macro and look global and know a little bit of history. And you'll understand why America is finished. Because when Biden or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders, we're going communist pretty soon.
Also, you're a massive advocate of Bitcoin, gold, and silver. What are your thoughts on property?
Well, because they're decentralized.
But property is not decentralized, but you mentioned that earlier that you're a sort
What's
of
that?
Property, you're a fan of buying property.
Property is debt.
With free debt. Money.
Hey, look at the interest rates, sweethearts. You're giving that money away. So if I should teach you this in school. Real estate is debt and taxes. So the more debt I use, see, when I let's say I borrow $10 million to buy a property, is that $10 million taxed? It's tax-free money.
It's not taxed, please.
Read between the lines.
Yeah.
Debt is wonderful stuff. And then when you buy $10 million, I buy $100 million property, then I can depreciate it. I pay no tax.
Is that how Trump built his wealth?
That's how the real guys build their wealth.
Hmm.
But there's a million ways to do it. You don't need money to get rich. The only reason you need money to get rich is because you went to school and somebody told you to work for money.
Hmm.
And get out of debt and save money and invest in the stock market. Losers. That's like I said, when I say this in the States, I'm hung out to dry. At least in Aussie, about half the audience laughs.
So if someone has $10,000, what would you recommend they invest that in? Would it be the Bitcoin or gold or the silver? What would you recommend if they had $10,000 to invest?
No, I don't do that. I'm into education, but that's that garbage they teach you in school because it's communist education. I'm not kidding you. 99% of all school teachers are Marxist. Promise. You know why?
Why?
They're all my family. My family hates me. I'm not kidding you because they're communists. They believe in the government taking care of people. I'm a capitalist. Leave me alone. You know, and that's what they can't stand because I'm sitting there going, okay, well, I just made another $10 million and paid no tax on it. And they go and say, well, you're a crook. I said, no, you're stupid. If you don't know how to make money without money, there's something wrong with you. But you went to school. Go to school, get a job, work hard, save money, buy a house, get out of debt, and put it in a superannuation. Remember, all coins have three sides. So I'm on one side, the capitalist side. Your college professors are socialists.
It's good. It's gold. At least
how many jobs does a college professor provide? How many jobs do I provide? Thousands.
By buying Bitcoin.
What's that?
So I said you provide jobs by buying Bitcoin and gold and silver.
Because I don't like cash. I don't know if you understand me. I have too much money, but it's paper. I've got to keep placing it. And most people don't have any money because they went to school.
Hmm.
My best friend just sold his business for $2 billion. His problem is he's got $2 billion. He doesn't know what to do with it. So you can say, well, he's a crook, he's a liar, he's a scumbag. Or you can say, how come I don't know how to do that? Mm. That's why all coins have three sides. And if you're going to be an intelligent person, look to both sides. Because two rights leads to war.
Mm. Well, thank you so much.
That's the trouble with going to school and learning from Marxists. They're good people. Don't get me wrong. My whole family, you know, they walk around in Mao Zedong outfits.
Well, unfortunately, we have to wrap it up, Robert. So thank you so much for your time. Do you have a final message you want to leave us on?
Aussie is the greatest country on earth. I mean, I swear to God, but you're in trouble right now because you are such a kind people. I mean that both positively and negatively.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Being, You know, like if you're too kind to a person, they get helpless. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And I agree with you. I think we're in trouble.
You are the lucky country. You know, my wife and I talked about moving to Aussie many times. But, you know, we didn't. And well, whatever, that's a decision we make. But you're the lucky country. You have the Kiwis right across the Tasman with the All Blacks, my favorite team, and then the Wallabies. And, you know, to me, yin-yin is the greatest sport on earth. You know, so I love it there. You have a great country. Really do.
We'll have to come and visit when the borders.
Your education system is one-sided. If you're going to be successful, look at the other side. So if somebody says Bitcoin is bad, listen to them. If somebody says it's good, listen to them. Okay, same as gold, same as anything. There's always the third side. The edge is intelligence. There's two sides. Okay, you guys?
That's great. Thank you. That's really very, very good. Great information. I'm going to go buy some gold, silver, Bitcoin, and rack up lots of debt as well.
You better find the guys that say Kiyosaki is full of it and listen to them too. Does that make sense? You know, don't believe a word I say.
You got to go on the edge.
live on the edge, have an open mind, and make your own decisions. Okay.
Last question. Robert, are you in your pajamas?
What's that?
Are you in your pajamas? It looks like you're in pajamas.
No. This is my favorite brand, Superdry.
Oh, that was pajamas. I'm like, oh.
I'm a shopaholic. I love Superdry. I love my Prada.
Lisa loves you.
Yeah. Oh, shopping is an addiction.
Trust me.
It makes me happy. You know what I mean? So what's your favorite band, Lisa?
Oh God, how long do we have? Like, I love them all, unfortunately. I love them all, like LV, Bottega, Chanel, a little bit of Prada, I don't mind Prada. So I do love shopping. I'm trying to get Nick to shop because he doesn't buy clothes.
I'm a work in progress.
You better shape him up now.
I know, I'm trying. The last time he bought clothes was when your book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, was published.
That means he's cheap.
You can only imagine. What I
always say is in my garage, I have a yellow Ferrari and a blue Rolls Royce. And I always say to people, I may be Japanese, but I don't look good in Toyota. So, I mean, God wants you to be rich, you guys. Really, 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 really. But you have to find out what works for you.
That's what God wants. It wants us to be rich.
Yeah. Always remember, three sides of a coin, rich, poor, or in the middle. Which one do you want to be?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Nice. Good luck to you guys. Really, really fantastic talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.